Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson. In the swing era, big bands often had a female singer who fronted the band for several vocal numbers during a concert and who appeared on recordings. There was one vocalist who starred in this role with three of the biggest of the big bands, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and Harry James. The vocalist was Helen Forrest, and in the next hour, we'll hear her with Shaw, Goodman, and James, as well as Lionel Hampton and the Nat King Cole Trio, some of her duets with singer Dick Haymes, and several of her late 1940s solo recordings. It's Voice of the Big Bands, Helen Forrest, coming up next on Afterglow.
Your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that bitter bed? Oh, that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade side of the streets. shade with those blues on parade. But now I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, gotta be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Helen Forrest at the end of the 1940s and On the Sunny Side of the Street from the Complete World Transcriptions, and with Harry James before that doing a song that became an anthem for separated lovers during the World War II years, Julie Stein and Frank Lesser's I Don't Want to Walk Without You. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and this time around on the program I'm featuring the recordings of Helen Forrest, whom Mel Torme once called the best band vocalist of the swing era, and whom writer Joseph Laredo described as having a warm, inviting voice that was equally at home with dreamy ballads and up-tempo material. Between 1938 and 1944, Forrest performed and recorded with three of the most popular acts of the big band years, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and Harry James. Forrest was born in Atlantic City, New Jersey in 1917. Her father passed away when she was still a baby, and she had a troubled childhood growing up in Brooklyn. After getting some singing jobs on the radio as a teenager, Forrest turned down a job offer from Ozzie Nelson on the grounds that he already had one singer, his wife, who would undoubtedly get the best songs to sing. Forrest first came to the forefront in 1938 with Artie Shaw, who also already had a singer in his band, Billie Holiday. But Holiday was unable to record with Shaw because of her recording contract with another label. Her status as a black vocalist in an all-white band also caused problems with racist audiences and venues, and Holiday left not long after Forrest joined. It was not easy being the so-called canary or lead female singer in a big band. Women vocalists had to wear expensive gowns that they often had to pay for themselves, and Forrest was unable to sit down while on stage because of the elaborate dresses that she wore. Still, she flourished in the Shaw Big Band, and she was one of the very few singers whom Artie Shaw, who had little use for vocalists, respected. Here she is with Shaw performing I'm in Love with the Honorable Mr. So-and-So on Afterglow.
Be living in a back street just so he can hide me. I long to shout it from the housetop instead of keeping it all inside me. There are so many fascinating places I could go. Invitations galore I get nightly. Awfully sorry, I tell them politely. I'm in love with the honorable Mr. So-and-so.
Helen Forrest with Artie Shaw doing All the Things You Are and I'm in Love with the Honorable Mr. So-and-So from the Helen Forrest anthology, I Had the Craziest Dream. In November of 1939, Artie Shaw, fed up with the demands of the big band business, walked off stage during a New York City hotel gig, and Helen Forrest found herself suddenly unemployed. She called up Benny Goodman, who had done a walkout of his own a few years before, during a performance of Helen Forrest, and asked for an audition. Goodman needed a new singer at the time, and he now found Forrest in the glow of her stardom with Shaw's orchestra a desirable hire. Forrest went on to make more than 50 recordings with Goodman in the next 2 years, a number of them hits, but she would later say that her 20 months with Goodman seemed like 20 years, calling him by far the most unpleasant person I ever met in music. She was proud, however, of her recorded legacy with the so-called King of Swing. Here she is singing a song that went to number one on the charts when when it was released, Helen Forrest and Taking a Chance on Love on Afterglow.
Even though you don't succeed.
Alan Forrest with Benny Goodman's big band doing Taking a Chance on Love and More Than You Know, both recorded in 1940 from the complete Helen Forrest with Benny Goodman. Forrest left Goodman in 1941, finally driven to irrevocable distraction by his habit of noodling on his clarinet behind her vocals, and also fed up with what she termed his cold, inconsiderate character. We're going to hear some music now that Forrest recorded while she was with the Goodman Orchestra, a small group date that she made with Goodman vibraphonist Lionel Hampton, and an interesting cast alongside them, the Nat King Cole Trio, and Forrest's husband at the time, drummer Al Spieldock. Hearing these sides might make you wish that Forrest had had more opportunities to record in such a scaled-down setting with top-notch jazz musicians. Here she is doing I'd Be Lost Without You on Afterglow.
Thank you. oh so madly. I need your love so badly, but I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. Oh, I thought at last I'd found you, but other loves surround you, and I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm a lover meant for you, and that'd be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, 'cause I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you.
Helen Forrest, vibraphonist Lionel Hampton, and the Nat King Cole Trio, and her husband Al Spieldock on drums in 1940, doing Ghost of a Chance and I'd Be Lost Without You, from the complete Lionel Hampton Victor Sessions, 1937 through 1941. I'll have more of the music of Helen Forrest in just a few moments. You can listen to many previous Afterglow programs, including Artie Shaw and the Singers, which includes even more of Helen Forrest recordings with Shaw's big band, on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in fresh squeezed juices, all fruit smoothies, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan in downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iheartsoma.com. And from Stumpner's Building Service, family owned and operated since 1982. Trained technicians offering solar electric assessments and installations in Monroe County, stumpnersbuildingservices.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. I'm featuring the music of Helen Forrest in this edition of Afterglow. Helen Forrest, a singer who starred with three of the biggest acts of the swing era, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and Harry James, and whom jazz writer Will Friedwald says ranks with Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters as one of the definitive voices of the World War II era. After she left Goodman in 1941, Forrest joined up with James, one of his former trumpeters, now leading his own popular orchestra. She told James that she wanted more expansive singing spots within songs that the band performed, which James gave to her. James also proved to inspire a very different kind of intense response from Forrester than her former employer Goodman, quite the opposite, in fact. Ironically enough, Forrest had taken the place of James's wife, who was also a singer, when she joined the Goodman Band. Her collaboration with James would yield a number of hits, as well as a passionate year-long relationship that Forrest later recounted in her memoir, I Had the Craziest Dream. Here's the song that provided the title for her autobiography, Helen Forrest with Harry James, on Afterglow.
and what insane and silly things we do. Here is what I see before me, vividly and clear, as I recall it, you were in it too. I had the craziest dream last night. Yes, I did. I never dreamt it could be, yet there you were in love with me. I found your lips close to mine, so I kissed you, and you didn't mind it at all. When I'm awake, such a break never happens. How long can a gal go on dreaming? If there's a chance that you care, then please say you do, baby. Say it and make my craziest dream come true.
Thank you.
Alan Forrest performing Skylark live with Harry James's Big Band, and I had the craziest dream last night before that in the studio with James's orchestra. At the height of her fame, with newspaper columnist Ed Sullivan calling her the Sinatra of femme singers, Forrest left Harry James's band in 1944 to strike out on her own, following in the footsteps of other singers such as Frank Sinatra and Dick Haymes, who were trying to build a following based solely on their own star appeal. She also teamed up with Haymes for a series of duets that produced a number of hits in the mid-1940s. Here they are doing It Had to Be You on Afterglow.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still, it had to be you, wonderful you, it had to be you.
It had to be you, it had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do,
for nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still.
Thank you.
together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain together, and we'd both pretend it would never end. Through storm and song together, our hearts as one together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be together.
Forrest and Dick Haim singing together, "And It Had to Be You," which both reached the top five in 1944 from Helen Forrest, "I Had the Craziest Dream." Helen Forrest continued to pursue her solo career throughout the rest of the 1940s, recording frequently for MGM and Decca, but the success she found initially did not prove to be sustainable. The quality of her work remained high, however, and at the end of the decade, she cut 50 short sides as radio transcriptions that feature her singing throughout nearly the entire length of each song, as opposed to many of her earlier big band recordings that gave her only brief vocal opportunities. Here's Helen Forrest singing "How Come You Do Me Like You Do" on Afterglow.
How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? Why do you try to make me feel so blue? I ain't done nothing to you. Do me right or else just let me be, 'cause I can beat you doing what you're doing to me. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? From hot to cold. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do?
That falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. And the thing that's known as romance is wonderful.
Helen Forrest at the end of the 1940s doing Too Marvelous for Words, They Say It's Wonderful, and How Come You Do Me Like You Do from the Complete World Transcriptions. Forrest's career petered out by the mid-1950s and the advent of rock and roll, but from then on she was able to get by on the strength of recreating her big band era repertoire. In 1982, she published an autobiography, I Had the Craziest Dream, that stands as one of the most captivating memoirs of the age of swing, and that told the story of her affair with Harry James. She died in 1999 at the age of 82. I'll close with something from Harry James in Hi-Fi, a 1955 album that brought Forrest and her former bandleader and lover back together, as Capitol Records attempted to capitalize, so to speak, on both the emerging hi-fi stereo phenomenon and the first wave of nostalgia for the big band years. James recreated many of his 1940s recordings with Forrest guest singing on some. Here they are doing, appropriately enough, I've Heard That Song Before on Afterglow.
Thank you. have heard that song before. It's from an old familiar score. I know it well, that melody. It's funny how a theme recalls a favorite dream, a dream that brought you so close to me. I know each word because I've heard that song before. The lyrics said forevermore, forevermore's a memory. When I heard that lovely song
close with Helen Forrest and Harry James doing I've Heard That Song Before in 1955 from the album Harry James and Hi-Fi. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. You can listen to this and previous Afterglow programs, including more of Helen Forrest on Artie Shaw and the Singers, and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in fresh-squeezed juices, all-fruit smoothies, and fair-trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan in downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Stumpner's Building Service, family-owned and operated since 1982. Trained technicians offering solar electric assessments and installations in Monroe County. StumpnersBuildingServices.com. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. Looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark. What though love is old? What though song is old? Through them we can be young. Hear this heart of mine, make yours part of mine.